This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 78 of Painting on Glass. After tears, there's a bright light, but it takes a little while to see it. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something.
This is episode 78, and I dearly welcome every one of you to this episode of my podcast. Writing is a good way to deal with incidents in your life that seem to be somewhat important for a personal future or for a world around you. There's joy, and of course, there are tears. And it's up to you how to deal with it. When it concerns writing, music, or literature, this is where we come in today. That's what this episode will be about.
After tears, after night, there's a sun shining bright. There's a morning to your eyes, just to let
But before we start, I chose some brand new music to accompany this episode. The song is called After Tears, same as the episode, and it will be published soon, along with a new album, Going Back.
That the dark is made to pass, and nothing's able.
As I mentioned earlier in this podcast, there are so many lovely people out there that keep dropping me a line from time to time, and I can tell you I really appreciate that. I really do. There have been questions according to our topic today, which read like this. I just lived through some dire straits, and I want to know whether I could write it down to recover and to make it work for myself. Isn't that beautiful? So, come on and let's take a look at it.
It's just a shadow of the light, always there and always right. Well, this life is so much more, no matter what you're looking for, you're always free which way to go. Even if you might not know, there's love, so much love for you.
First of all darkness is the absence of light. But it needs light to realize the darkness. That's the ground we're walking on. In case of being in dire straits, in emotional trouble, or in cares for somebody else, we might sometimes lose the light out of our eyes and focus on the darkness, which seems to be more attractive, threatening, or easier to look at. Many people do live through these circumstances from time to time. That's no big deal. But just as there is night and day, sunlight and moonlight, joy and tears, there's always another side to every story. When writing, you have to be aware of that. Never let that out of your sight. Never. Second, if you've just gotten into deep mourning because you lost somebody dear recently, your wife or husband left without any reason for you to see, or some other occasion of this kind, you won't be able to write for some time. Keep that in mind. That is, because you're just not able to concentrate in such a state of mind on things which are so relevant when developing a storyline or a song to express and deal with all of these complex feelings, you know. Just take some notes and wait until you want to write. But keep in mind, it might take some time.
You may cry deep inside about things you're trying to hide, but one day you gotta let go. There's so much more to know.
Crying might, of course, sometimes be a good way to deal with trouble, but never let anybody break your heart in a way that it makes you stuck or not able to move on. Nobody deserves to be treated like that or in a way to get hurt emotionally. And by the way, I myself experienced that a few times, and I guess you also did. I'm sure about that. But tears hide your eyesight, and they need to be wiped away as soon as possible because you need to analyze where this trouble arose from. Then you are ready to go for action and be involved again. Then you take over again, and then might be the moment to transfer your story in an abstract one, to write it down.
You may find it hard to see, even harder to believe, but it's still just take a step in front of you, so don't get back.
So you see, the moon at night is a good example for what is said right here. Though the shining sun is absent, it reflects its light through the darkness of the night, while this darkness is all around you. So just be aware of that when you're in trouble again, and go out to spot the moonlight to be reminded about that fact. It may help you to go on writing after taking notes and having a next step which leads to the structure of your work, and finally, writing again. Oh, that's why I love the night so much. It is a proof for the light in such a wonderful way, isn't it?
Well, this life is so much more. No matter what you're looking for, you're always free which way to go. Even if you might not know, there's love, so much love.
There are quite a lot of people who wrote to me that when writing, they could feel a special kind of love, which is everywhere in the world, just as the colors of the rainbow are hidden right in front of your eyes, in the bright light you see every day. That's so beautiful again. It's amazing, and it offers a lot of joy, no matter what you are dealing with or what you are looking for. If you're in trouble or in dire straits right now, I hope this episode might help a bit to get into writing again. Don't lock yourself away, but go out and tell a story instead. You're gonna make it through and gain control again, you see. And God may bless you for all the action it takes to get there, to be able to share, to make it available for all the others while spreading all of this love. It's so beautiful, and it's worth going for.
Well, this life is so much more. No matter what you're looking for, you're always free which way to go. Even if you might not know, there's love, so much love for you.
Well, now we're at the end of this episode. Thank you so much for being with me. And right now, Let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast and please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come. If you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.
Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. Kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.